have probably seen a resources section. You've seen user controlled that resources, or you've seen grid that resources, or the most likely case is that you have seen the application resources in the app.xaml file. What is this section? What goes in there? What is appropriate to put in there? And why does it exist in the first place? Well, it turns out this section can optionally be added to any of the elements. What it gives us is a sort of universal pocket, a place to put things, resources to be specific. But it turns out one of the interesting things about the resource section is that you can put any .NET type. It just has to have an empty constructor. So, for instance, you could make a new type, say, a type that implements IEnumerable. You could have this type be, say, a people class or a customer class, etc. You can put that in the resources section, and then you can use it. Now, typically in the resources section, you are going to see storyboards, and you're going to see shared resources and styles, and you're also going to see templates. These are things that are used from XAML. When you're going to use something that is placed in the resources section in XAML, you're going to use a binding markup extension. These are the curly braces. You have the curly brace. You then say static resource and then refer to the resource name. This is how you use those resources from XAML. To use them from code, what you do is you simply refer to that element dot resources. It's a dictionary type, and then you can go ahead and pull that out. So if you put your resources in the app.xaml file, you can do application.current.resources and then reference your resource by the key name. The key name is virtually required in all of the items you put in the resources section. A lot of elements have the x colon name attribute as their name. You can also put x colon key on elements placed inside of the resources section, and this will allow you to reference them both as a static resource in XAML, but also from your own application code. Once you have the resources there, you can access them as storyboards or etc. You can also do something kind of interesting. You can use them for data binding. So here's how this works. You can open up Blend and add an IEnumerable type to your class. Just go ahead and do it like you would do it in Visual Studio. Add existing type, add a CS file with a type that implements IEnumerable. Then to do something kind of cool, drag and drop a list box onto your application, right click on it, select it, and then go to the item source property, click that little box on the right hand side, go to data binding. Once you've gotten there, you can add your CLR object, your people class, or your customers class, or whatever you have. That'll set the item source, and then once you come through and set the display member property to be, say, the name from your IEnumerable class, then it will go ahead and it'll display in that list box the list of names. This is a great way you can get sort of a leg up on designing. What you do is you set that class, and then you set the data binding, and then when your designers are working on the application, they can actually see what it'll look like when data is loaded into it. So there you go. The resources section is on every element, and it gives you sort of a pocket to put all kinds of different CLR